Each month, our locally made series shines a light on local residents creating all sorts of handmade goods, from bags to canoes to furniture. This month, we talk with a Fayetteville crafter whose work will be on display at the Little Craft Show in December. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Emily Irvin says she has been crafty for as long as she can remember.
Growing up in Memphis, my mom used to take me to the Pink Palace Arts and Crafts Show every year. In fact, my mom and my stepdad met there when I was, I was probably 4 or 5. So I grew up going to craft shows, and I love buying other people's art and other people's crafts. In fact, I generally buy things that other people make rather than make things myself and give as gifts, just because I'm always looking for an excuse to find something handmade or something crafty, you know, to buy it. So I've always been going to craft shows. And also when I was little, I would make jewelry, and I had my little stand on the street, and I would sell my jewelry. And I would never, ever let my children do this now, but I would go door to door and knock, and hey, I've got these necklaces, and I had these yarn dolls that I would make that really weren't that fantastic. So I was always trying to peddle my goods, and I've done just about every craft you can think of.
The mother of two says she's done everything from knitting to cross stitch. Eventually, she landed on creating handmade cards. Crafting greeting cards actually resulted from her desire to collect rubber stamps.
There were so many neat images out there, and so I just started collecting them, and I thought, well, what am I going to do with these? So then I started making cards with them, and then I got more into images that were already made, not stamping the images on the paper, but collecting old card games and old magazines, a lot of kitschy stuff, a lot of pinup girl stuff, and started using that on my cards. Once I start collecting something or hoarding something, I feel like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do with this? I gotta make something out of it to get rid of some of it. So that's kind of where most of my stuff comes from, is I see something I like and I start collecting it, and then I just figure out how to share it or how to put it into something to get it out there.
Many of her collected items are stored in a room located on the south side of her family's Fayetteville home. The room contains stacks of brightly colored fabrics, old boxed games, cigar bands hanging from a line with tiny, brightly colored clothespins, and a table filled with materials for her cards, like stickers and paper of varying hues. Emily has dubbed this crafting space the Glitter Cave.
Well, I keep myself busy a lot of other ways also, but it's how I keep my mind busy, and it's very soothing. This is where I come to kind of this is my paradise. I love coming back here and gluing or sewing or just creating stuff.
A few years ago, a friend referred to the room as the Lady Layer, which Emily says she also likes the sound of. Emily began selling her cards around town about 10 years ago. She has since expanded her repertoire to include resin jewelry and aprons, and you can find some of her things on Facebook by searching for Inked Girl Paper Cards. If you've met Emily, you may be surprised to learn that the inked part of her business's name does not come from the colorful tattoos depicting a camping trip or an assortment of sewing items that cover her arms. Instead, it simply refers to the ink on the paper and the colors that make the images she uses on her cards.
I don't know if I'd really call it a business, because that sounds so serious. And I'll tell you, if I'm feeling it, I will create the cards and the aprons and all that. But it seems like if I have a special order and I'm not feeling creative, I'll sit there at that desk and I'll just stare, and I have all this stuff to work with, but I just can't make it work. But I love doing it, and people were buying it, so I thought, oh well, I'll make more. Valentine's Day is a huge season for me, but I haven't really made a whole bunch of Valentine's Day cards in a few years, just because when I feel the pressure of, ooh, I have to make and make and make, it takes a little bit of the fun out of it. And I'm really active at my kids' schools. So if it's taking time away from that, it's not as enjoyable to me.
Earlier this year, Emily and her friend Malia Loya made magnets for the Block Street Block Party using epoxy resin. Shortly afterward, she decided to try her hand at making jewelry out of the same material. Emily experimented all summer, and eventually she learned to create resin rings that are decorated with cigar bands she has collected.
I do have a corner on the market of for the cigar bands. I will tell you that. If there is ever a cigar band shortage, I'm your girl. I have way more than I could ever use.
Other popular items found floating in the transparent rings, aside from glitter, are Legos. For a time, Emily acquired these items from her son.
I have gone through and taken quite a few of his Legos, it's true. And he knows. I haven't been stealing them, technically. He knows. And now he'll bring me Legos and say, here, Mom, you should make this into a ring. But then the last batch of Legos that I got my hands on, I ordered from eBay. Because I didn't want to take all his Legos. And my sister was giving me a hard time about stealing my kids' Legos. So I had to stop that.
Emily also creates aprons along with her friend Malia, who Emily says is a much better seamstress than she is. Emily was inspired to create aprons by a woman who was making them on Etsy. When she discovered the material the woman used was from IKEA, Emily began collecting interesting fabrics herself and finally decided she needed to do something with them. She's used the material to create full and half aprons, which are durable and can be washed. These, along with her jewelry, will be for sale at the Little Craft Show. The event, which is the first craft show in which Emily has participated as a vendor, is scheduled for 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. December 7th at the Fayetteville Town Center. More information is available at thelittlecraftshow.com. To view some of Emily's work, search Inked Girl Paper Cards on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.